talk about giving this morning, giving and praying, whatever else the Lord would have. It's weird till you get up behind the pulpit, sometimes you get like, whoa, was I supposed to say that? I better say it. It's hard to explain how it all works. But the Lord's awesome that way. Whenever I got a whole Bible here, I was just sitting there thinking about there's some people they line their messages up on what somebody says hasn't been preached on lately or hasn't. Oh, I better preach on. They say you only get 3 shots a week at this thing, so you gotta be, you know. But if everything is related to things that how it relates to the Lord, things you'll get what you need from the Word of God. You don't have to rub your hands or you're doing devotion. I hope I'm reading the right. Read the Bible. Let God speak to you through His Word. He can do that no matter where you open it. I truly believe that. But this morning we're in Matthew chapter 6. We've been working our way through Sermon on the Mount. On Sunday mornings is 3 chapters I love dearly. It's just great. Tell me a whole bunch. Help a lot of Christians like to read after old Christians. They've been dead for a long time. And I like to read about them. They bunch of them that really, really enjoy these passages. And Christianity is we're just little children waiting on the Heavenly Father. I mean, all the time. Doesn't matter what your age is. Doesn't matter where you're at in Christianity. You're in the same spot. I mean, you're growing as a Christian, but still, you never grow out of waiting on the Lord. You never grow out of saying, Lord, what do I need today? What would you like me to do today? It is not a list of things that, well, if I do it and I do it this way, then it's just going to be, I have to do exactly this, whatever. It's not the recipe. The recipe is to trust the Lord, to trust the Lord. And so we'll see some things today, ways He'd have us to do certain things, but I don't like that in Christianity. Gets to where you're just, well, if I just do this, then it's going to be good, right? Well, hey, the Lord get in this thing and turn you on your head. There's some spots in the Scriptures where you look at something one way and you look at it the other way and you say, well, this is a discrepancy. It says to do 2 different things. Well, what do you do there? I said, well, those are the times you really need to wait on the Lord and figure out what you need to do. Because today He may ask you to do this. Tomorrow He may ask you to do this. He's never going to go against the Bible and He's never going to go against His Word. But we need to be waiting on Him for sure. Verse 1 of chapter number 6, Matthew 6. Take heed. We've got to listen. That ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. So we're up on a mountainside with the Lord and we're getting taught by Him and He's going through Mercy chapter 5. Wonderful, wonderful chapter. I spent a lot of time there. He's talking about giving. Why? God's a giver. He expects us to be givers as well. I hope one day you find it someday in your heart to give as a Christian. That's not the Lord. Father, we pray that you bless this morning and help us as we look at your word. We love you and we thank you so much for all that you do for us. You are the ultimate giver. We can never outgive you or even come close. And I pray that, Father, we would be as your children. We would look to you and we would do the things that you'd ask us. We'd be obedient children, Lord. We love you. Pray that you work in hearts today, Father, as many in need. Father, my own heart, we're in need. And we just ask that you would give us what we need. You'd show us, Lord. And I pray that we'd respond accordingly to you, speaking to us. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Take heed that you do not your alms before men. And then motive, to be seen of them. Right? What good is being humble if nobody knows, right? Right? I mean, because it's the right thing to do. Right? But nobody knows about it. Hey, doing the right thing when nobody's looking. That's what character is all about. Doing the right thing when nobody's looking. Oh, well, if I do this and people can see or they know, one of the most embarrassing things is getting found out. You do something that's right and they find you out. Somebody wants to shine a light on. You'll drive me into the woods. I'll never come out. You'll never find me. I'll never come out. Don't do that. I don't like it. I absolutely, well, look at what so-and-so did. Oh, my soul. It's tough. Because your whole life as a Christian, as you grow in Christ, and you see dead to self, dead to self, dead to self, and somebody goes and wants to promote flesh. It just doesn't work. It's like flipping the... everything just wants to... No. But look at the mindset here, right? Because somebody could still be in this mindset as a Christian. Well, I got to do things, and I want people to see, and I want people... God knows. God knows. It's not a scorekeeping thing. God knows all things. God doesn't forget anything. He knows these things. He knows. And we want people to see God in a good light. Look how when Jesus went through and he healed people and he turned around and told somebody, what did he tell them? Don't tell anybody. That's the craziest thing. This social media stuff, it's ruined fishing in a lot of places because the guy catches one fish and he puts a picture on there. And the guys are like, oh, I know where that's at. That's in such and such a spot. And that's in such, and that's how they fish. Then they go and they're like, Grandpa, he just said, I didn't tell anybody. Don't tell them. They'll be there with you. I mean, he's just like looking at me. Don't tell them. They'll be right there with you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'll just tell them some of the spots, maybe, or some of the things. But don't tell them. They're gonna show up, and everything is seen. All these things are seen. Take heed that you do your alms before men. Do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Alms and tithes are two different things. So we get started off the bat here. Alms and tithes, they're two different things. When you're giving alms, you're helping people. You're giving alms. You can do alms through the church. You can do alms on your own. It's not like your tithe, where you bring your tithe to the Lord to further the gospel ministry in your local church. There's two different things. If you don't think so, you look it up. Alms and tithes are not the same word. Also, alms, they take on a whole... Alms could be you. Alms could be your time. Alms could be you taking the time to teach a class that you just want to, because you want to help people. You want to benefit somebody. You want to help them. Not in the sense that, well, I'm doing it because I got to do it because it's my job and I'm a teacher or whatever like that. That's different. I'm going to go help. It could be your time. It could be your time in just taking time to help somebody do something. You throw it out there. How many have been asked to do something for somebody, help them where it wasn't in your schedule? It's like, okay, I'm going to take my time and help them. It could be your alms. Well, what'd you do? Well, I went and helped so-and-so. No, it's like, oh, I just, it could take on a whole bunch of different forms. So don't think, well, this is me giving the guy on the corner with the cardboard sign or lady on the corner with the cardboard sign $5. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about alms. There's a bunch of things that could be considered alms. Alms, anything given gratuitously to relieve. Okay? Could be the poor, could be money, could be food, could be clothing. In Acts chapter number 3, and you don't have to turn there real quick, but I'm just going to turn there so I don't misquote. In Acts chapter number 3, we'll see just a couple of examples of the alms here. Acts 3:2. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Couldn't he get a job? Couldn't he go to work? No, he's lame. Couldn't walk. So they'd pick him up. They'd put him there. He'd receive from people. Acts chapter 10, verse 2. We see Cornelius. There was a certain man of Caesarea called Cornelius, the centurion of the band called the Italian band. That verse 2 is just, I was reading and studying for this. It's just an amazing verse. Verse 2. A devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He cared about God. He cared about his family. He cared about his community. Those are the kind of people I want to be around. I want to find those people, right? The Corneliuses. And the Lord brings him and Peter together. And it's just a blessing. We see the ministry of the Gentiles start, all those things. But anyways, almsgiving, right? You're watching out for people. Well, Brother Keith, they don't go to our church, then should we give them? Yes. Help them. But what if they help them? Listen to God. And that's this is where, where's the handbook for Christianity for this? Listen to God. It cuts down on paperwork. Amen. Right? God's like, give it. Oh, Lord, give it. Okay. help them. How do you know when to pull over on the side of the road and help somebody and when not to? I gotta ask God. And I'll just be, not today. I say not today often, right? You know, oof, not today. That always strikes me when the wrong person's on the side of the road. And if you drive, you drive. You know what I'm talking about. You see somebody, you're like, you're out of place. And those are the ones that usually go, it's like, hey, what's up? You know, oh man, you know, and it's always it's something. All right, you know, but. About every third Sunday, I see the same people in the same places. They're on their route, and that's how they get. You want to help them? That's totally fine. But again, ask God. Ask God. You know, ask the Lord your alms, not to be seen of men. The message this morning are just a title: Secret Service and Open Rewards. Secret Service and Open Rewards. A lot of these things we do, it's not for people to see. We just go and do these things. God bless you. Have a great day. I've been thinking in my mind how to help people and not. We'll have people, especially around Palmer places. Well, we have a place that we like to go and eat. And I thought, man alive, if I could go in, like say, you give them like $100, like you're going to buy a gift card. But it's like, hey, stick this in here. And if somebody comes in and asks for food, can you bring it up on this? Can you, you know, I'll pay, and then if I see somebody and say, hey, go down to so and so and ask so and so and tell them I paid, there's a meal there waiting for you, right? Because I mean that's what you want. I mean you want them to have that. Think I don't got a meal with me when I'm going to the post office half the time, and I didn't know somebody was going to be waiting at the post office half the time. But if you could say, hey, you could go and do those things. They say, oh, it's just a way. But help somebody, and it's not a big. Look what I did. And that's what God wants. He wants you. When somebody looks and says, really, you're helping me? He says, man, God's helped me more than I deserve. God's helped me more than I know. We just want to be a blessing back. Tell them where it's coming from. Man, it's coming from the Lord. It's not me. It's just coming from God. Make them think about the Lord. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, verse 2, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets. I've never seen anybody packing a trumpet around, so I know it's not us. But the idea is, look what I did, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So today, today's day and age, you go and do something church-related, or whatever, then first thing you do is stick it on social media. Oh, we're out doing this, we're out doing this. Why? You're a Christian, just go do it. I fish. I'm not going to tell you everywhere I go and what I'm fishing for. But you're going to know. If the boat's gone, it's fishing. I fish. You know that. I don't have Mrs. Garner's car covered in stickers. Well, they must really like it. Even the visitors when they come. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? Right? It just happens. It's there. It's what you do. Why do you got to go and say, hey, I got to. You're trying to. Exhort others to do it. Take somebody with you next time you're going to go do this great thing if you're that concerned. That's the idea. Why would you do it? Well, you're going to post it. Do it before the Lord. That's our modern day trumpet blowing. For all time. Look what I did. God'll burn that down. It'll come crashing down on. I promise you don't want to do that stuff. Don't do it. Okay? Secret service. Open rewards. And I'm not getting on if you posted something out there. I'm just saying, what's your motive? God cares about motives. The Bible says to be seen of men. And that's everybody in the world can look. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Oh, wasn't that nice? Oh, wasn't that wonderful? Oh, look at so-and-so. They're so spiritual. Oh, look at this. I don't want any of that garbage. You don't want to see me when I'm not spiritual. So, yeah, I don't want any of that garbage. Praise the Lord. Right? Trust the Lord. Verse 3. When thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. In the sense that it is what you do. It's what you do. It's what you do. How many of you are right-handed in here today? Just right-handed in general. Sorry to break any HIPAA laws today if I asked them which hand they are. How many of them back there? No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't going to trick question you. Left-handed people in here. Now, more than just, it's like, oh, do you mind? I'm just really curious. 2, 3, 4, 5. All the smart people. Man, that's how it is. It's always that way. Amen. Some of the closest people to me stand on the wrong side of the plate. We'll just say that when they play baseball. No, I'm just kidding. They're usually messed up. They're like, well, I'm left-handed, but then I bat right-handed. I'm like, whatever. All they know is left-handed rifles cost a lot. But, it's just what you do. Sometimes you do it with this hand. Sometimes you do it with this hand. Sometimes I challenge myself and I said, think you're good? Try it with the other hand, right? Oh, I'm good at this. Now I'm just super mediocre, right? Work at it. I'll tell kids, but it's like, oh, I'm like, well, try it with the other hand. You know, when I was long snapping, you know, and he gets like, man, he just, like, what's next? You know, try it with your other hand. Like, oh, man, this is really, hey, work on it. Work on it. The idea is this. When you give, it's just a part of what you do. You're a giver. You don't have to, oh, today is the day. I get psyched up to get, take your orders from God. Be ready all the time, right? Just like you're ready to share the gospel with people all the time. You don't know who it's going to be. Do you know who it's going to be? Well, but Lord, I'm going to go now. And it's got to be this day at this time. All the time. All the time. Who went soul winning in the Philippian jail? Who went there? Who said, we're going to visit there? Nobody. Nobody's going to go to the jail. No, 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 not the prisoners. The jailer. We're here for him tonight. We've been praying for it. Nobody's doing that. Think about it. But Paul said, anytime, anywhere. The book says, be instant, in season and out. That means anytime, anywhere. You blow your tire on the side of the road. And the gentleman or lady that comes, some of them are late. I had a lady come and move a rig for me one time. She was awesome. They come, how do you know it's not going to be them? Well, but it's not this day, and it's not. Forget all that stuff. Forget all that stuff. Be willing. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know the blessings that you're going to. You start talking to a person like, this is the Lord moment. This is exciting. This is odd. Versus, I was thinking it was going to be. I've been off so many times, I'm rarely right on this stuff. So I say, you know what? I'm just going to be ready all the time. I'm just ready all the time. To help anybody, to talk to anybody, if anybody needs those things, to do it. Because the Lord knows He'll put those people in front of you. Alms are interesting. I was looking up, doing a little bit of reading about the alms in the old days. People that received alms were bound to pray for the person that gave alms to them. It was a 10-year prayer. So it's like if you couldn't go and bless somebody, you had to bless them by praying for them. Whether they were alive or dead, you prayed for them. It was the same idea that you used the word tenure. A lot of the religious buildings, and so it would have been back in the day, back in Europe, housing and things, they didn't pay rent. They didn't have a service that they had to yield to stay there, but they prayed. That's what they did. There was a lot to it. So to be, and I say all that to say this, to be in the position to receive alms, it's different than we just look at somebody that's the guy on the side of the road, right? Because that's never the picture. It's like, oh, then we're, again, ill-prepared, or we don't want to be able to get a job, right? Have all these ideas. But we get away from that. We see what alms really could be. All these things. It could be somebody on that has a job, but they just need somebody to listen. It could be somebody that does have something, but they're in need of this one thing. And you can give alms. You can give. And again, it may be yourself. It may be yourself that you're giving. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12 that we are to give, and we're going to stay in Matthew 6, but again, I wanted to flip over here and read it, that we want to give with simplicity. Some people have a gift for giving. They're good at it. Verse 8, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, this is 8 of 12 in Romans, let him do it with simplicity. Easy. Make it easy. No strings attached with your alms either. Just give. Oh, I'll help you. I had this guy, this kid that worked for me one summer. I hired him. We worked together, but we had seasonal positions open, and they worked with me. in the summertime. And certain churches send people out. They go and visit. And, oh, we'll help you do this. Well, what's the idea is, well, we help you, and then you help us by coming to church or coming to our church or whatever. There's no strings attached with alms. Look in here and see. There is none. Let it be done with simplicity. Verse 3, it's exactly what it's talking about. Let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. There's not paperwork involved. There's not. Now, I'm not talking about getting reimbursed on tax. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm just saying that you don't expect anything back from this person. You're not going to say, like the old days, better pray for me because I'm giving you something. That's not what we're asking. It's not what God's asking. Let it be simple, verse 4, that thine alms may be what? In secret. Well, the person knows, yeah, but they could not either, right? How many of y'all have ever given something? You just said, don't tell them. We just want this to go. Don't want anything. And just for the record, if you ever want to bless a church family that way, or somebody through the church, all you have to do is stick your gift in here, or give it in the offering, give it to me, we'll stick it in, and we'll say, all right, this is for this, and all you have to say is, I don't want anybody to know, but I want you to help so and so, you know. Something happened, and say, hey, we want, you guys do a great job of this anyways. You just, that's all you do. That's all you do. Don't. That's what it is. Nobody knows. Lord knows. You see nobody? I mean, what are we thinking about? Nobody knows that I did it. Well, I'm not getting it. Right? That is how selfish we are. I mean, it's in us. That's the sin nature. It's there. Promotes out. No, we need to promote God. He is the giver. He's a giver. He gives. We should be. The Bible says, when, not if, when thou doest alms. Well, one of these days, you're going to reach a spiritual level in your life. You're going to become a giver. You better learn how to give and give early. Right? Your kids get a job, and you just don't just hit them up on tithe stuff. You go to the store and say, hey, man, you should do this. Or, hey, think about this. Hey, remember when we go in and we just get you something just because you're alive and breathing and you have the same last name as us? That's called love. Kindness. You should try it, you know. And it's like, yeah, that's good. It's like, is it going to cost you something? Yeah. But, hey, it's a good thing to try. People are like, well, that's nice. I wasn't expecting it. Yeah, and then everything's great. Everybody's happy, right? Wonderful, except for the person that's got the lighter wallet, and they're like, "Oh no, now I got to go work again." Right? Oh, it'll work. It'll be okay. Teach your young people how to give. I have a whole lot. Give yourself. Give. Giving's awesome. Giving's not just at Christmas time. More blessed to give than to receive. Oh, we'll only quote that at Christmas time. No, it's always more blessed to give, even in April. It's exciting. God gave us sunshine. I don't need anything else. I'm just super jacked. I'm just like, I promised yesterday, man, I got up. I was like, this day better be 48 hours long because I'm feeling good. Like, I just want to say, no, it's already 5 o'clock. You know? Oh, man, but praise the Lord. I'm super excited. I hope I last all summer because, I just get so excited in the sunshine. Amen. Verse number 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret. You mean he can do that? Oh, yeah. He's really good at it, by the way. You mean he can look down and he's just seeing what I'm doing? Yeah, he sees what you're doing. He also knows why you're doing it. That's the scary part. That's why you got to check your heart. That's why, I mean, you got to check it like, Lord, I want my motives to be right. Simple. I want you to get glory for this. Well, can you get glory if I don't tell anybody? Yes. You can. This is the problem sometimes when people find out about stuff. Oh, look what so-and-so did. Rarely do they say, praise the Lord for what so-and-so did. And it almost sounds, when somebody does give God the praise for it, that they don't care anything about the person that did the giving. It just doesn't sound good either way. So you just say, hey, Just keep it simple. Let God see these things. It's a huge part of Christianity. Giving alms. And doing it the right way. Doing it the way that the Lord would have it to be done. He told the disciples, what somebody asks, let them have it. Whatever it is, give it to them. Whatever they have that's in need. It's a picture of the Lord. It's what He have us to do, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, Himself shall reward thee openly. Okay? And now that doesn't necessarily mean for the world to see, but you're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're not going to be, wow, where'd this come from? If you didn't plan it out, you had no idea it was coming and it shows up, why would you not think that God did it? I mean, I miss stuff like that. It's so simple sometimes that you miss it because you have it calculated and you think, well, it's supposed to be this, it's supposed to be this, but it's a week early. Or, wow, this is, now that we have it, this is even better than what I thought. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. He rewards. And don't worry about keeping score on God. He outgives. You know, preacher always used to say, you can't get a shovel big enough to give more. I mean, you can't get a truck big enough to carry more. Said, outgive God. Give. Give. Bible says in verse number 5 in our prayer, same thing, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. Look at verse 5. They love to pray. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful Christians. Wonderful. We started flag football practice at the middle school. Going through, got a pile of kids, man. Having so much fun. I got to learn their names, though. I'm getting tired of saying, you know, like I'm reading their names and it's like, you know, I'm thinking it's this kid and it's this kid over here. Yeah, me still. They're all going to walk away because I've got their names. Down, stay their names. Missing a few. And I told Nolan, I said, wait till the day before the game. They all show up. They're all going to be here, right? Practice. Oh, no. But the game, yes. Have fun. Get to do these things. Pray. They love to pray. Oh, praying in secret when nobody knows. Praying in secret at night when they get up and God says, you got to pray for this person. You got to pray for this person now. You got to do it. No, not that kind of praying. Standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. What's so great about people seeing us? What is that? Just self. Just self. Got to have them. I just laugh that the social media stuff, you're called a follower. It's just funny to me. I'm a follower. Got my followers. Oh, I almost wished it was something else. They don't go with me anywhere, by the way. And I don't want them to. I truly don't. Oh, they're following me. The idea is, got these people watching this stuff. I get it. I understand it. But look at what the Lord has us to do. He wants us to give and nobody to see. He wants us to pray. And He doesn't want us to do, as He used the same word both times in 2 and 5, hypocrites. Hypocrites. Why are they called hypocrites? The hypocrite is somebody that says or does one thing and says or does the opposite of what they say. And that doesn't match the Lord Jesus at all. Ever. When you use the word hypocrite, you better mean it. Because it's serious business. The Bible, He wants us to be pure. What we say is what we're going to do. He said, let your nay. We've already passed this part, but let your nay be nay. Your yea be yea. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. So a lot of preachers sometimes they'll say, if you ask me to pray for it, I'm going to do it right now. Because if I say yes and forget, then I won't have done it. I won't have helped you. Say, well, I'm going to pray for this person. Just forget. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you right now. The Bible says in verse number 5, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. They love to pray. Standing in the synagogues and in the corners. Well, I pray, but I pray in church. Pray at home. Pray in your car. Pray in your closet. Pray at work. Pray at your kids' ball game. Pray at school. Pray wherever God asks you to pray for somebody. God put somebody on your mind that you weren't thinking about before. Pray for them. You'll pray all the time. Oh, praying always. Pray without ceasing. Wow, but if I always pray, I can't stand. I just want to grab people. God knows you need to breathe air. And He knows you need 8 glasses of water a day. He knows you need this and that. He understands. But the idea is that I'd be ready to pray. I'd be ready to give. I'd be ready to tell somebody about the Lord. Instant. That I'd be ready for that. I'm not scheduling God is. God is my life. That's the idea. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, Colossians says. Praying. Praying when God asks us to pray. I'm for prayer time too, but whenever God would have you to pray, whoever God would have you to pray for, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Almost done this morning, verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. Secret's the idea, is not seen physically. Thy Father which seeth in secret, just like in verse 4, he sees in secret, shall reward thee openly. Sometimes we think, well, if I pray, then somebody's going to, if I, you know, ask for this, then I'm going to receive it. That's what the reward is. Sometimes when you pray and you're praying for somebody, as you grow and you're growing as a Christian, you're praying. It becomes more, I mean, a lot. The majority, it becomes intercession. You rarely pray for things. I mean, you're praying for people. You're praying for stuff. You're praying for things that people need. Attitude. I pray for hearts is what I really pray for. I don't, oh God, they need $1 million. It's like, God, help them. help them to trust you. Help them to have faith that you're going to bring them through. Help them to see that you're everything. Help them. Right? If you can get people with their hearts and their minds right, man alive, then the stuff, you're like, you know what, I figure I really don't need that. Hey, praise God. You need the Lord, don't you? Yeah, me too. I mean, that's what we need. Sometimes the reward for praying is that somebody's going to be praying for you. I'll text you and say, praying for you. Verse 7, we're done. When you pray, use not vain repetitions. Well, how should I pray? What should I say? There are prayer books. I mentioned it the other night. I saw the author on one of the medias, this lady that, you know, writing prayers about hating people. Lord, help me to hate these people. Awesome. That comes from God? I mean, think about it. What you pray comes from God. If he tells us in Romans that we don't know how to pray as we ought, would we turn around and say, I know exactly what I need to pray for and be on? I don't know. Some people get discouraged and say, well, because I don't know, then I'm not going to pray at all because I just don't know. You need to trust God. Lord, I don't know exactly what to pray for. Are those bad words? No, they're truthful words. But I know these people need you. I know they need strength. I know they need this. I know, you know, praying for Missy Bond's family. I don't know Missy Bond's family. We don't know a lot of those things, right? But guess what you could pray for always? Comfort, right? I know people need that comfort. When somebody passes away, comfort's huge. And, you know, we're not going down there. It's the Lord's going to do that work. And God asks you to bless them, comfort, help them, help hearts. And then you just, you know, all the wrong thoughts come to mind of when things happen of help nobody to blame God. Help Lord, I pray nobody blame you for what's happened. We just pray people will praise you for the life that's been. You know, all those things. I try to, because again, it's the heart. Events happen in your life and you decide how you're going to interpret that thing. And you either go this way or then, oh, I'm hurting. That's God's fault because he's the one in control. Don't do that. you just took a thought from saying, God didn't give you that thought to pray for. God says, giving thanks always Lord, we've got to thank you. But you lot, no, we didn't really lose them if they know the Lord, right? That's why we pray for our loved ones that are lost. Lord, help them. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he's getting some tackle, and showing me his stuff, you know. Got God on my arm, you know, and I said, tell me about his family and tell me about stuff. And I got one brother, but he's really. And I said, I don't count anybody out. I said, Lord, don't count anybody out. Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't tell me anybody's so far out there, God can't find them. He sees in secret. He sees all the way around this puny. I mean, we are so small. We're so small. Our space machines are way out there on these rocks where we aren't. We're all here. We're here. Oh, man. There's supposed to be like these UFO reports like let out this summer and stuff. People are going to be, it's going to be goofy weird what people are, right? We're here. The Lord knows we're here. He knows exactly what we need, and He sees us. So we don't give up on anybody because God doesn't. Just pray for them. Pray. As you get older as a Christian, you'll understand how effectual prayer is, how it works. When you think, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to, right? Nah, doesn't work as good as praying. God, you know exactly what this is. And we're going to wait and see. Can we watch and pray? We're praying, and while we're watching, we're trusting God to work. Not doubting God. He didn't say, we need you to pray and then doubt. That's what we need. We need to pray and doubt. I mean, can you... That's, I don't know, it's like bipolar Christianity. Well, pray and doubt. But you see some people and they're like, well, I asked the Lord, but then, that off day? Too much snow in heaven, a late start, you know? I mean, there's nothing wrong with God. There's something wrong with us. We got to wait. Well, that means I got to be patient. Yeah, the book says that a few times in there, right? We got to wait on God. Let's wait. See what He's going to do. It's the exciting part. Sometimes you say, but it's the boring. No, man. You make that cast out there, and then you see what goes on. You wait. It's interpretation. It's all unseen below the water for the most part. You don't know what's going to happen. In Christianity, you pray, Lord, what are you going to do? He says abundantly above. It means we can't think like He's on another level. And He's like, I'm going to do this. I'm like, man, you blew our mind, God. Right? I mean, everybody's got that little emoji with the head that only has half a head. And it's like, you know, it does the thing. I'm not an emoji guy. I use one. I use my semicolon, my parentheses, my whatever. Not into that stuff. Mind's blown. God's done something amazing. He's done something above what we thought He could do. Above we just, this is amazing. What happened? Well, it's because you prayed and you trusted God. And bring people along with you. Help your kids to understand. Help your kids to learn how to do this, how to pray, how to give. When you pray, use not vain repetitions. I'll just say the same thing every time. Oh, I'm sure God will hear it. Get old, right? Hi, babe. How's your day? Good night. Right? You know, I mean, just, it gets old. Talk to me. How many of y'all like talking to your kids as parents? Right? Tell your kids, talk to me. How's your day? Well, how's it? Well, get up in their face and say, tell me something. You went to a place of higher education today. Bring my level of education up a little bit. Learn me something. What did you learn today? Right? What happened today? I mean, how was detention? No. What went on today? Were there any good fights in school? Dad, we can't fight in school. I mean, what happened? There used to be fights in school. Riding the little bus and being in grade school. Pull up to high school, it'd be a big crowd of people, and you just every once in a while see a head and a thing, and what do they do? Oh, and all the kids, man, it's a good thing it wasn't a boat. We'd all list to the starboard side. Everybody run over, right? Because there's a fight. Oh, get back in your seats. School used to be exciting. Kind of boring now. You can't fight. Can't even. Yeah. Can't even get within 6 feet to fight. No, just kidding. But anyhow, talk to them. Bring them along. Help them. When you pray, use not vain repetitions. God wants to hear your words. He wants to hear you pray. He understands your tears. Okay? He understands your tears. He knows why you're crying. He knows the depth of your... He knows all those things. Okay? He knows. He sees in secret. He can get, and not getting weird. So I get, man, get in prison. Guys would be, oh, what do you think this verse means? I just said, God can understand. He sees in secret. He knows what your heart's going through when your words aren't coming out. That's why you talk to God. That's why you don't get in the booth and say, oh, preacher, oh, no, good morning. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. No, I don't know, but God knows. That's why you talk to him. He said, man, pray to me in secret. I know I'll help you. We'll reward you openly. He knows. He knows. Bible says, they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. What did Peter say when he was going down? Lord, save me! Wasn't time to read a book. Hold on, three flares followed by it. No, he's like, help! I need help! God knows. And he looks right down, and the Bible says, Anon, immediately. Right? Got to go to him immediately. Might not get out here today before you pray. Can I pray with my eyes open? Yes, talk to God. There's no, well, you can only pray once you're in this position. You know, preacher, this will be done. This is funny. You'll like this. Institute teaching, you know, we're doing prayer class and doing different things. You hear these preachers, boy, you can't get on your knees and pray. What business do you got dealing with God? You know what I'm thinking? Like, my knees hurt. I need, like, can I pray standing up right now? And I'll see Brother Harrison and I'll see these guys. And they just bend over real low, right? And that's they're getting down on their knees now. I say all that to say this. They're in a position, right? There's a position of the heart, and that's humble. Chuck Missler, the Bible teacher in Post Falls, in Idaho, Cornelia House. He's world famous. He's a genius. He's dead now. He's with the Lord, but he served in intelligence committees in the government. Just super smart guy. He'd always pray, "Let's bow our hearts." That's what he would say when he'd pray. Let's bow our hearts. And it's just showing humility. When you get down on your knees, you're showing you. When you get down on your knees in front of somebody, you're submitting to them. You're getting yourself low. And that's what God wants in our hearts. We get down before Him. Well, you're everything. Don't get hung up on, well, I don't know if the Lord heard because I wasn't, you know, I only was on one knee because my other knee wasn't feeling good. But I just joke about that because I was like, then you get older and you're Bob, Lord, it's hard. I'm just going to lay here and pray with my eyes open. I prayed driving down the road, my eyes wide open. Just bawl my eyes out. God, you got to help these people. Why? Because that just, Lord, just pray for them. Pray. That's what works. The battle is out there that we can't see sometimes. God's like, this is your part in the fight. I need you to pray right now. Pray right now. And we do it with simplicity. At any time. Giving with simplicity at any time. No strings, nothing. Just give. God asks you to give. Let's stand this morning. Matthew 6. 276. Thank you, Brother Joe. 276 this morning. So thankful that God hears. The Bible says much speaking. There's nothing wrong with praying a long time. I've fallen asleep in many a good prayer meeting. Why? Just like the book says, flesh is weak. If you're going to work up to praying a long time, you don't just jump into prayer. I'm going to pray for an hour. You can try it. Try it many times. It's not easy. It's not easy to do. Flesh is, your mind wanders. I mean, it goes all over the place. Be potent. Be potent. Pray. One thing that was said about Spurgeon, he rarely prayed for more than 5 minutes, but he rarely went more than 5 minutes without praying. Pray often. 276 this morning. Where he leads me, and apt him this morning.